In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Today is Wednesday, the 19th of June, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas, and since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. The first reading is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 to 11. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6 and verses 16 to 18. I read from the Gospel. Be careful not to parade your uprightness in public to attract attention. Otherwise, you will lose all reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give alms, do not have it trumpeted before you. This is what the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win human admiration. In truth, I tell you, they have had their reward. But when you give alms, your left hand must not know what your right is doing. Your almsgiving must be secret, and your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not imitate the hypocrites. They love to say their prayers standing up in the synagogues and at the street corners for people to see them. In truth, I tell you, they have had their reward. But when you pray, go to your private room, shut yourself in, and so pray to your Father who is in that secret place, and your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. When you are fasting, do not put on a gloomy look as the hypocrites do. They go about looking unsightly to let people know they are fasting. In truth, I tell you, they have had their reward. But when you fast, put scent on your head and wash your face, so that no one will know you are fasting except your Father who sees all that is done in secret. And your Father who sees all that is done in secret will reward you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your generosity secret. Keep your generosity secret. Beloved, it was yesterday. Only yesterday, we were exhorted to be generous. I am certain many of us saw generosity from a different perspective and made up our minds to be open-handed. In fact, from then till now, I know many of us have been generous to ourselves and to others. But most especially remember, the best gift we can give is the gift of ourselves to God. Give yourself to God. Your life, your family and entirety, that is the best generosity you can do. offer your entire self to God. God bless you. However, today's gospel wants us to guard against being generous and making the world know about it. In fact, calling and seeking attention. It is about the secrecy of generosity. It is not enough to be generous. We should make our generosity secret. It should be so private that not even your left hand should know what your right hand is doing. That is the sacredness and the secretness of generosity. Now, we are caught up between two things. Getting praise, affirmation, and acclamation from the world for the good things we have done, or getting praise, affirmation, and acclamation from God for the good things we have done. So to be generous is not enough. Such generosity that gets heavenly and godly blessing and reward is that which, when done, meets or is characterized by a sacred secrecy. Do not have it trumpeted, so that your heavenly Father, who sees all what you do in secret, will reward you. When you break that sacred secrecy, your generosity loses its weight. Many, very many of us are generous, but we won't just keep it secret. The generosity that speaks volumes is secret generosity. Even all through Scripture, Jesus himself, while he did generous acts, asked for silence. Sometimes he even withdrew from the crowds and looked for some quiet place to do his acts of generosity. Or, after performing them, he withdrew to the desert to hide away from the crowd that wanted to give him praise. What is the link between secrecy and generosity? The symbolical application of right hand and left hand are two natures. The right hand is the higher spiritual element in us that leads us to acts of charity. The left is the baser, the self-seeking nature. We ought, as it were, to set a barrier between the two as far as possible, that is, to exclude that mingling of motives, which is at least the beginning of evil. The evil motives are self-laudation, ostentatious generosity. We are invited to be simple, not to make it public. By saying that your left hand should not know what your right hand is doing, Jesus means even your nearest body part should not be aware. What more of the public? A Talmud teaching commends secrecy in generosity when it says, "He that doeth alms in secret is greater than Moses." So, beloved, in your generosity, keep it simple. In your generosity, keep it private. In your generosity, keep it secret. In your generosity, keep it out of the public. Do not trumpet it. In another sense, God does not want us to do things seeking praise from men. People will definitely praise us when they discover the good things we have done. But oh dear, let them do the findings themselves, or let them discover. Do not invite them or go telling them to see the good things you have done. God wants us rather to seek praise from Him, which comes only from a sacred secretness and privacy of our acts. Our secret prayer, our secret fasting, our secret almsgiving, and the God, our Father, who sees all what we do in secret, will reward us. Therefore, dear friend, be generous, but keep it secret. That sacred secretness of generosity is what gives us reward and blessings from God. When you do your act of generosity, when you do your act of charity, keep it simple. Keep it private, keep it secret, keep it out of public eyes. People may discover and will later praise you. Let them discover, but do not go telling them. And your heavenly Father, who is in secret and who sees everything that is done in secret, will reward you. If you have been generous and have not had any reward, check yourself. Perhaps your generosity, you make it public. Keep it secret. Keep it private. And I tell you, you will have your reward 100-fold. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.